Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier, and I am here, as always, with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Great, my friend. As always, excited for another great conversation today around the fasting lifestyle and the insulin-friendly lifestyle, the fasting journey that has allowed us to transform our lives, get our lives back, and now we are in the midst of challenge prep week, as we've been running these challenges every 6 to 8 weeks for almost the last year and a half now, and just lots of new energy, new resources coming. You and I talk about fasting pretty much 24/7,
right?
And I love it. So that's why I love doing the podcast, because we get to digest some of the things that we come across and the conversations we have and the groups that we're in and the projects that we're working on. And we get to kind of talk through them and come out with some actionable things for you guys. The dedicated listener can go and put into your day-to-day life, you know, now. There's no reason to wait. There's no diet starting on Monday. The fasting lifestyle is a real living and breathing thing. And I'm super excited to talk through some of the most ridiculous stuff that we've heard around fasting. And we're going to start there in just a second. But any opening thoughts there, Tommy, as I kind of set the stage here for you guys that are new? Don't worry, we're going to have some cool conversation today and some action steps for you at the end.
Yeah, you know, I love that you said the diet doesn't start on Monday, because that was such an old mentality, black and white thing that I fell into just for so long. And you know, that's actually the reason why we're going to start this next challenge coming up here on a Wednesday, which I think is already ruffling a few feathers. You know,
people are not happy. Nope. They're like, "What are you doing?" Yeah. Like, it's fine.
No, we're going to start on a Wednesday. It's going to be cool. And, you know, we're going to kind of dovetail right into that. We got some guidance going into that, coming off of the weekend before, but it's going to be really cool. It's going to be a great challenge. You know, every time we do this, we look to level it up, and we take all the feedback from the previous one, and we just, you know, we keep taking it to the next level. It's going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
September 8th through the 14th. You can click the link in the show notes for more details. But let's spare the conversation of the challenges for now. And let's get into one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in the fasting world. And it is a Snickers fast bar. And
I don't even know what that means.
I don't understand. So there is a bar that has been created that is specific, that is using the marketing genius of the hot topic in the weight loss world. One of the things that we see a lot is the word fasting or intermittent fasting. It's something that's becoming much more mainstream.
Yeah.
And there's a handful of companies out there. We get emails every single week because of the podcast. Hey, we have this new product. Would you like to promote X, Y, and Z? Or, hey, we have this new keto fast supplement. Or, hey, we have this new fast bar. Or, hey, we have, and we came across this Snickers bar that is designed by Snickers. So like the company that makes the candy bars,
right?
That is a bar that is ideally created to help with a fasting lifestyle. And if I couldn't think of a more crazy thought, like, oh, you're fasting, here's a Snickers bar. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a good candy bar every now and then. Right. I'm not anti-Snickers. I just don't see this relationship being one that's based on a solid foundation.
Yeah, the juxtaposition on the ad that I saw was just, it makes me want to just stare at it, you know, because the idea that these two things would be put together, you know, fasting and, you know, what I've seen fasting do for so many people. and put that together with a candy bar, you know, is like, I don't know which direction this is going, but it doesn't seem to be the one that's going to be supportive for most people's long-term goals.
So at one point, I still don't know if this is real. So if it comes back right, and this is just like an internet meme and I've gotten fooled by the internet, apologies, but it started the conversation.
Right. It's getting people's attention for sure.
Yeah, it is. So I don't know if this is just, I've been duped again, you know, about to be 40 this year.
Yeah. It might be a marketing ploy.
Kind of fallen behind, you know, in the technology realm, you know, there's all these new things that I just don't understand. So maybe I'm being duped. Maybe it's a meme. I didn't even know how to say that word a few years ago. And then my staff told me one day and we all had a good laugh. French background. I thought it was like meme, like a French grandma. So like grandma. Point is, this started the thought process, Tommy. And we get this question. We kind of digested it a little bit. And I was like, wait a minute. This is a common question. So there's another company out there that creates the fast bar. And there's other companies and programs out there for weight loss that base the principle on eating, you know, 100 calorie little small snacks or meals that are processed to be the ideal macronutrient and micronutrient system to allow you to get the greatest benefit in blood sugar control and, you know, for your body to be able to regulate and lose weight. And
almost trying to fly under the radar, right? Like food, but kind of like stealth food.
Yeah, like fasting foods. Like there's this category or this thing out there where it's like fasting with food. And I'm like, well, no, that's the opposite of fasting, right? To us, right, the definition of fasting is, you know, truly a water fast is fasting. Anything outside of that is you're operating in the gray area. And depending on your goals and your long-term sustainability of how you want to adapt the fasting lifestyle, there's different, you know, considerations that you can take into account. Some people like black coffee and teas, and then some people take, you know, electrolyte drinks, and then there's the conversation about sweeteners, and we're not going to get into that today because that's one of my least favorite conversations, because my thing is what is the sustainable thing that is going to work long term for you that's going to get you the results. So there's this idea out there, and I did this personally. So before I started fasting, you know, I'd done all the thousands of dollars in metabolic testing and was leading, you know, had thousands of patients that I've helped lose weight, but I couldn't figure out why I wasn't getting any better.
Right.
And, you know, similar frustration to your story. If you guys are new, go back and listen to the first couple episodes. You can hear why we started doing this. And so I had a mentor of mine who told me about a program that he was doing some coaching with, and I bought a month's supply of food, and I was doing all of the snacks and the shakes and the soups and
this fasting food, right?
This was not the fasting program, but it was something similar. And all of it was based off of limiting the spikes in your blood sugar. So every eating a meal every 2 to 2.5 hours, and a meal was about 100 calories.
Okay. So like a micro meal.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about an incredible company called Air Doctor Pro. You can go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code Fasting for Life to receive up to $300 off one of their amazing air filters. By supporting them, you're supporting us and this show. I want to tell you an incredible testimony. We now know that the indoor air is 2 to 5, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, according to the EPA. And my son has been struggling with sleep. He hasn't slept. He's over 2 years old. He hadn't slept through the night his entire life. My wife and I had done everything. We could not figure it out. We put an Air Doctor Pro in his room, and I am not kidding. The first night he slept through the night, he went over 30 nights in a row for the first time ever sleeping through the night. We don't know what it did or what was in the air because we've had our house tested, but whatever it's doing is allowing him to rest and sleep peacefully for the first time. And for that, it is absolutely priceless. Air Doctor Pro comes with 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Minus shipping, head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code Fasting for Life to receive up to $300 off any of their air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code Fasting for Life.
So it was a bar, a protein bar, or a soup or a little muffin, or there was all these like, I don't want to say processed, but programmed amounts of ingredients in each one that was supposed to be the ideal delivery of macro and micronutrients. So,
okay.
And then you have one meal a day and you get to eat a lean and green meal. You get to eat, you know, like proteins and veggies. And I loved it because I was struggling with staying consistent doing IF and keto, and my sleep was getting worse. And I just couldn't figure out why. And the problem was obviously my insulin was way out of whack,
insulin resistance,
and my hormones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have a new insulin assessment. You guys can go to the website under the resources tab, sign up. It'll get emailed to you. It's the insulin assessment. But I did this for 30 days. And by the third week, I tracked my numbers throughout the entire thing. And my blood sugar, my morning fasted state blood sugar numbers had jumped by 30 points.
Wow.
They went from 90 to 120. And I think I had a couple of readings in the 130s in that fourth week. So I never actually ended up finishing the 4-week program, and I ended up with all these little like leftover meals. And one of the things that, you know, the Snickers bar was, again, if it's fake, you got me, internet, you win Snickers, great, great promoting, great marketing. Right.
Right.
But the idea here is, you know, within our groups and in the community group and our challenge groups and a lot of the questions we get through Facebook Messenger or email, you know, it was always around that, what breaks the fast, or can I put in this drinking chocolate, the sugar-free drinking chocolate, or what about bulletproof coffee, right?
Yeah, like little optimizers, little hacks, little like, hey, drop this into your next fast. It'll make it that much more, you know, enjoyable, or it'll spike your ketones. Like if we were just chasing ketone numbers, for example, then, you know, we even have exogenous ketones, right? Where we could put some drops into our coffee or put some drops under your tongue, right? And artificially
here or there.
Yeah, artificially enhance your ketone levels. But that doesn't inherently make the fast any better. And in fact, those ketone calories that you're bringing in are actually going to pause the process of you tapping into your long-term fat stores, which again, depending on your long-term goals, that might not be an issue for you. But if you're looking to tap into those long-term fat stores, then why bring more calories in just to artificially introduce more ketones, right?
Yeah. If you want fasting hacks, your guy is go to Dave Asprey. Right? Mm-hmm. Bulletproof Coffee, the creator of Bulletproof Coffee and Brain Octane and all those things and all those products, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that, go for it. We don't really subscribe to one, you know, way of fasting or one way of eating or one, you know, type of meal planning, right? Like carnivore versus paleo versus low carb versus keto. Everybody's a little bit different. And really, when we look at all of these little things that we've mentioned, so the fasting food bars, the Snickers bar, God, I hope it's real. We're going to get roasted for that if internet got me. Bulletproof coffee. Outside of your fasting window, yeah, there's a benefit to bulletproof coffee because it's higher fat, so it'll keep you in a ketosis state longer. But it definitely breaks a fast. And then the exogenous ketones one time is always interesting to me because I did it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using those for an energy boost or a pre-workout, or you sleep better, you notice your energy is a little better, that's great. But when we talk about there's three different types of ketones. And this is a question we get sometimes too, is like, hey, I tested my ketones and I ate this keto ice cream and it didn't kick me out of ketosis.
Sure. Right. Right.
Great. But you definitely broke a fast.
Sure. So, yeah. That's a great point. Very big difference there between breaking a fast and breaking ketosis or significantly reducing your ketones.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, what's your long-term goal? If you are, if you want ice cream to be a part of your life, which I do, I like ice cream every now and then. I'm not a big sweets person. But yeah, those new ice creams out there, there are some that are lower caloric dense, that have better quality products in it, Some are not. You know, if you look at some of the the alternative milks out there, they're actually probably worse than the real one.
Or super artificial sweeteners too.
Yeah, sensitivities and whatnot. So really the idea here is, you know, making that distinction between fasting and not fasting, right? So like, what's your reference point in why are you fasting? And most people come to fasting for weight loss, which we totally understand. I came to fasting because you told me to, and I was completely dumbfounded by the lack of results that I've been able to get over almost a course of 2 decades.
Yeah.
So,
and I joined fasting because of desperation, because of underlying insulin resistance that I didn't really understand why it was having such like a, I just couldn't get predictable results from any other, you know, diet or weight loss regimen. And no matter what I did or how vigilantly I tracked, I just couldn't get predictable results that would actually stick.
Yeah. And I know this conversation has been a little bit all over the place compared to some of the, you know, the conversations we have on the podcast and some of the trainings we lead. But the reality was that all of these different things kind of fell into that same category of complicating, confusing factors, right?
Right.
And what we want is simplification. And this just popped into my head. We just received a, Tom, it'd be really cool if I could play this, but I don't know if that's possible, but we just got a voicemail, because you can actually send us a voice message.
Yeah.
On our website.
Yeah, we love those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super cool. I'm not great at responding via voice message because I somehow don't get it to send properly. But anyway, right. It just made me think of one of the messages that we've gotten recently. And it's a cool story because it speaks to the simplification of how powerful fasting can be and not falling into the trap of all of this other stuff that we've been talking about. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, the Snickers fast bar is intriguing because I bet it tastes darn good. But if it's real. So let me pull this. Let me see if I can do this time. You think I can pull this off in live time here? I'm not sure.
Probably. I think your tech skills are high enough at this point. I think you're going to get it. But you know what I also think is interesting about the whole Snickers bar thing is just the fact that the marketing efforts behind that and like how much more of that stuff we're seeing at this point, which is like, hey, whoa, don't fast, like don't be such a hardcore faster, right? Like leave some room for something
for
like
food.
to make it even better, right? Yeah, leave some room for food, right? So
yeah.
don't flip it on like a light switch. Let's be a little easy with it, and like they're trying to soften it up a little bit. But you know, those boundaries that we create within our fast, even if it's a shorter fast, it doesn't have to be, you know, a 7-day fast. It could be a 12-hour fast, but just the boundaries there allow that insulin time to come down. And that's why, again, we're going to encourage you, like, understand your insulin resistance. So then you can start putting that, together with your fasting. And that's why I think, you know, this voicemail, was really cool to speak to that as well.
All right. Let me see here. I think I got it. With anonymity, is that the correct pronunciation there?
Sure,
included
yeah.
Here. So let's see how this goes.
I started with you guys listening to your podcast the beginning of April. I'm now down 48 pounds.
Wow.
And feeling great. Off of my diabetes medicines, off the insulin, my numbers continue to be outstanding. And I want to say thank you. I'm doing last week's challenge this week, because I needed to pivot, and just have really, really enjoyed, the quality and the effort that you guys have put into making the training, relevant and interesting, and without as many left turns, if you will. So keep up the good work, guys.
So I didn't realize that there was that much in there, but I remember her posting recently in the group, and now it's 50 pounds down since April 3rd. And I love that. One of the things she says here is learning to adjust to my new body, et cetera. And
right.
But I'm going to stick with fasting. I don't have a weight loss girl, but I'm going to stick with fasting for a long-term goal. So,
yeah,
I mean, just, if we couldn't harp on getting rid of all the fluff that this episode started with and just getting back down to the action step today, this voicemail or this testimonial is really speaking to exactly that.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Like she just has such a cool story. She signed up. She heard the podcast and then she signed up for a challenge back in May when she started in April. And I believe she had about 80 pounds was her rough, like kind of first mm-hmm. goal whenever she started. And, you know, to be 50 pounds down since April, it's just incredible. She's doing great. And I don't know. It's just, it's so cool to see the long-term impact that fasting can have. Just really, really cool.
Yeah. So here's the takeaway for today's episode. Don't get duped by the internet, possibly.
That's always fasting, a good lesson.
Fasting foods is not a real thing. You're either fasting or you're not. And that's really where I want everyone listening. If you've been with us for a while, if you're new to fasting, really, really try to keep it simple. Try not to overcomplicate it. Try to keep it simple. Simply start by opening and closing your eating and fasting windows consistently over the course of a couple of weeks, and you should see some dramatic change. Now, the voicemail we shared is someone that dove all in and went, you know, full speed ahead, had dabbled with some fasting prior to, you know, started the podcast about a month before her first challenge. And then boom, she's in 10 days later. She now knows this is a long-term solution. And now we're looking at a whole new person here in the middle to end of August. Right. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
if you're new to the Fasting for Life podcast, if you're new to fasting, you've been fasting, but you've been struggling to stick with it or stay consistent, the action step for today is simply removing all of the fluff and looking at keeping your starting and stopping times for your fasting and eating windows consistent over the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm going to give one more action step, because if you're listening and you have been having trouble making it stick or finding some consistency, now is the time, because we're about to go all in on the next challenge. That's where, that's where that voicemail, that's where she started. It will help you see that consistency that you've been looking for, the energy, the accountability, the encouragement that's in there. We kind of bring it all together with past challengers too. It's just a really, really cool thing. So I'm going to encourage you, go to the website, sign up. The time is now. And and I'm just looking forward to seeing some incredible results from this challenge again too.
Yep, sure. And more information, click the show notes. You can get more info on the challenge. If you're looking for information about us or our free resources, you can go to the website, www.thefastingforlife.com. We've got a bunch of new stuff coming. Next up on our list is Challenge Week. Thank you all for listening. Tommy, as always, thank you for the conversation, and we will talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
So you've heard today's episode, and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com. and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free Fast Start Guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.